Right, morning, everyone. Today's daf in Kedushin is daf Mem. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is known as Zechon Nishmas Liba Gabriela Bashmuel. We are today in the bottom of Amitess Amid Beis, and we start off with a couple of Maisim. Yesterday, the Mishnah on the top of Amitess Amid Beis discuss kol ha'osem mitzvah achas. If you do a mitzvah, says the Mishnah, so mativin lo marichin lo yamav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu does good for you, and he extends for you the days. Menochel sa'aretz, and you inherit the land. And if you don't do a mitzvah, so then just the opposite. And as we pointed out yesterday, the Mishnah extraordinarily simplistic in its presentation, and more than that. The Mishnah in Peah that we're all familiar with, that says that there are only five mitzvahs where Keren Kayemes, Adam Ochel Peres Lem Balamazeveh, Keren Keres Lam Haba, that you enjoy the fruit in this world, and then there's also going to be dividends for the world to come, which seemingly goes against our Mishnah. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara gives a couple of approaches, and later this morning we're going to give even another approach. But the Gemara says, let's go like Rabbi Yaakov. Gemara quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that there's no schar for this in this world for any of the mitzvahs. Just simply isn't. Even for those mitzvahs where the Torah says that's good, there's going to be schar, that there's going to be some reward. It has nothing to do with this world. It has to do with the world to come. Yom shekulo tov, yom shekulo aruch. Rav Yaakov's position was, and so therefore, even something like kibud av v'aim, where the Torah expressly states that you're going to have a long life, or something like shiluach hakem, where the Torah expressly states that you're going to have a long life, Rav Yaakov says that's not referring to this world, that's referring to the world to come. And we ended off yesterday by pointing out that if Achir knew this, knew the limudim of Rav Yaakov, and he understood it, so then he wouldn't have become Achir. He would have remained Elisha ben Avuya. But he saw father instruct his child to go up and send away the mother bird, and the child died. And Achir didn't understand the two places in the Torah where the Torah promises a long life. And Achir went off the derech. So the Gemara says, had it been that he understood the limud of Rav Yaakov, so then none of this would have been this wouldn't have been an issue. This is basically what we've been covering, and as I pointed out yesterday, the end of the first parak of Kedusha now is going to move in this path of Divrei Hashkafa. So we have more Gemara to do today, discussing general Hashkafas regarding how we should treat mitzvos. We have one more mission to do in the towards the end of the parak, on the Amud Beis of today's daf. And musician, we finished the parak today. Let's begin. We are towards the bottom of the Amud. Rami Bartuvi. Excellent. Okay, so that's 5 lines, 6 lines for the bottom of the Amud on Lamed Tesamid Beis, and the Gemara starts off Rami Bartuvi, Barav Kisna Larava Tanan Kola Osem Mitzvah Achas Mitimlo Asa In Lo Asa Lo. Okay, so on one hand we have our Mishnah, and our Mishnah says that if you do a mitzvah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu does good for you. So Uriminu Yashav Lo Avar Aver Nosen Lo Schar Ka Osem Mitzvah. Now the Brisa says that as long as you don't do an Avera, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you the reward as if you did a mitzvah. So seemingly discrepancy between our Mishnah and the Brisa. Our Mishnah says that you have to positively do a mitzvah, and the Brisa says as long as you withhold from doing an Avera, so then you're good. So obviously there's that neutral ground which we're looking towards, meaning what if our Mishnah sounds like you have to do something positive. The Brisa says as long as you refrain. So the Gemara says like this. The fact that, like, for example, right now I'm not involved in killing. I'm not sure if I'm going to get credit for that. That's okay. I'm not going to kill somebody right now. In other words, I don't have an opportunity. The Gemara says, yeah, talking about somebody who has an aver opportunity and positively passes on an aver opportunity, so that's where he gets rewarded. Kihad Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi. So the Gemara is going to tell a couple of maisim. So one maisim the Gemara is going to tell is regarding Rabbi Chanina, Tavasi Amachunisa. So a woman, non Jewish woman, came over and propositioned him. Amar Milso Male. So this incident in the Gemara is going to be a little bit strange. He used a little bit of sorcery, some sort of witchcraft, and he was filled with shchin in order to make himself repulsive. Generally speaking, you're not allowed to practice in those kinds of practices of sorcery, and what justified him doing so. So apparently from the Gemara, again, I'm not drawing conclusions, it's, you know, I'm just telling over the incident. So apparently from the Gemara, if it's to avoid Avera, so then you can dabble, but that's it's okay. Anyway, that's the way the Gemara relates the story. Okay, so he was filled with all these boils, and he looked really unattractive. In order so that she would no longer proposition him, avda himilsav itzi. So then she did something, and then he was healed. So in other words, apparently this matronisa also knew her a bit of sorcery, and she knew how to handle the situation. So, and at this point in time now, not only she's still propositioning him, excuse me, but moreover now he's like indebted to her. So it makes it even worse. So Arik Tasha Bahu Bebani. So he goes and runs into a bathhouse, but not just any bathhouse, but the Chihava Island of Train, Afila Biyamama Ave Mizake. So we saw these kinds of places before. It was infested with Mazikin. There were demons. And it was so cluttered with demons that even if you went two at a time, which normally protects you from demons, and even if you went during the day, but still, you would be injured. So he went there, in other words, in order to run away from the Machanisa. The Chachamim the next day asked him a little post-game interview, what protected you? So Amar Lahu Shnei Nosai Kesar Shamruni Kol Alayla. So I had Nosai Kesar guards, the Caesar's guards who protected me the entire night. So in other words, it certainly sounds like he fabricated a story, meaning, no, don't worry, I somehow managed through the night in the Beibani, in the bathhouse, and I was protected. He didn't want to just simply say, you know, I protected myself, I did fine. So, okay. So, Amrle Shema Dvar Erva Baliyadchav Nitzalte Himenu. So, the Chachamim understood a little bit better. In other words, you ran away from Avera. And if you run away from Avera, so you get a special Siyat Dishma, you get special protection. Dit Tanina, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Kolabad Dvar Erva Liyadov Nitzal Himenu. If you have an Avera opportunity and you run away from the Avera opportunity, Otsalones, so then a miracle is performed on your behalf. So they said to him, look, it's not so crazy that you were able to survive the night in the Beibani, which was infested with demons, because you did so under the umbrella of running away from Avera, and that's why a miracle took place for you. Gemara quotes the pasuk, Gibori Koach Osei Devaro Lishma B'Kol Devaro. The Gibori Koach, those who are powerful, Kagon, and the Gemara gives an example of what this pasuk in Tehillim is, who the pasuk in Tehillim is describing. Kagon, Rabbi Tzadok v'chaverav, Rabbi Tzadok tav'ate ha'imetronisa. So the Gemara is going to now tell a related story to the one we just saw a moment ago, and that is Rabbi Tzadok was propositioned by a woman, by a non-Jewish woman. So Amar la chalash li libi v'la matzina. So ikim idal mechom. So he says that my heart is very weak and I can't. So in other words, he's trying making excuses, and he asks if she has anything to eat. Now, at this point in the story, you're not sure exactly what his strategy is, but it's he says, "Do you have anything to eat?" So, Amar Lei Ika Devar Tameh. So she says, "Sure." But being that she was a non-Jewish woman, she also had non-kosher food. So I have Davar Tami. Amar La Amay Nafgamina. David. Ha Achol Ha. So she says to him, and really what difference does it make? Meaning you're about to engage in illicit relations with me. So if that's true, so you might as well eat this as well. So Shagatanura Kaman Chale. So she started lighting up the oven. Salak Vyasa Begave, and he goes runs into the oven. So in other words, again, it's not clear exactly at what point in time he was ready to comply, was not ready to comply. You know, it's like by Yosef. In other words, right, you see Rashi and the conflicting Midrashim, right? He was, at one point, he was thinking about it. Another Midrash says he was never thinking about it. But anyway, so here also with Rabbi Tzadok. Unclear at what point in time he was considering it, he wasn't considering it, but certainly at the end, however, he resisted a temptation, and to the point where he runs into the oven. So to the point where he runs into the oven. So the Gemara says, so Amrle my high. So she herself is a little bit bothered by this. What are you doing? Meaning, basically, he's submitting himself to die rather than to violate Navera. So Amrle David ha nafa baha. So he says, look, If I'm gonna violate the Aver and having relations with you, so I might as well just fall into the oven as well. So Amrle iyadiku lahai lo sarti. So she says, had I known that this would have been so disturbing to you and it would have so bothered you, so I never would have propositioned you to the extent in which I did. So two stories where the Gemara quotes in the Braisa, and that goes back to the Pshat in which the Gemara said it was the original Braisa that presented a challenge. On one hand, our Mishnah says in order to receive reward, you have to positively do a mitzvah. The Braisa says in order to receive reward, all you have to do is avoid Avera. So which one is accurate? So the Gemara's Yishuv, and the Gemara just told us two stories that back up this Yishuv, is that to just simply not do an Avera by itself is not a big deal, but to not do an Avera when given an opportunity and you have a Yitzhahara to do that in Avera and you positively avoid that Avera, so the Gemara says that's when you're going to get reward. And the Gemara told two stories to back up that incident. Gemara continues, we are on Mem Amud Aleph, we're at the first white line. Rav Kahana have a Mazvin Dikulei. Gemara tells a third story. Rav Kahana was selling palm trees. Tavase Amatrunisa, and once again he got propositioned. Amala Ezel Ikshin Navshe. Salak Vekanafa Meigra La'ara. So he says, I cannot do this. And he goes up to the roof in order to fall from the roof down to the earth. Also, Aliyah Kable. And instead of dying, which is what should have happened at such a fall, so Eliyahu comes and catches him. Amar Le, Eliyahu says to Rav Kahana, Itrachtan Arba Mea Parsi. You know, it took me a while to get here. Okay, I know we have a Mesorah. I don't know. There's no Gemara that mentions it, but we have a Mesorah that Eliyahu goes door to door. So traveling long distances for him is not particularly a big deal, but he sounds almost like a complaint. I had to travel 400 parsa just to save you. Amalei migarmli lav aniyusa. So and now Rav Kahana says, "Well, I'll tell you what exactly the problem is. The problem is I'm poor." And as a result of that, as Rashi explains, so because I'm so poor, so therefore what do I have to do for a living? I have to basically peddle for a living. And now it puts me in these really compromised positions, meaning every time I have to peddle, so I meet up with these women, and it really puts me in a terrible position every time. And so a lot of my Yetzer Hara problems is a result of the fact that I just simply don't have money. So what does Eliyahu do? So the Gemara finishes off this Maisa. So Yahav le Shipa di Dinare. So Eliyahu gives him gold coins, more than gold coins, right? A chest of gold coins, so that he would no longer be poor. He would no longer have to peddle, and he wouldn't succumb to these kind of types of challenges and temptations. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ramele Rava le Rav Nachman. There is a stira. So the Gemara over here quotes a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Peah, which we quoted already earlier this morning, we quoted yesterday. The Gemara now is quoting again, that these are the things where you're going to be eating the fruit. So you're going to enjoy the fruit in this world and also benefits in the world to come as well. Okay, so the five mitzvahs that I mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah, which we talked about yesterday, the Gemara over here first just cites the various limudim. How do we know this? How do we know that you're going to be receiving some principle in this world? So kibud avim ksiv laman yarichu yamecha laman yiftah lach. Okay, so by kibud avim, the pasuk says it explicitly. Gemilas chasadim ksiv ro dev tztak of echesed yimatzei chayim. So yimatzei chayim tztaka. The covered. Okay, so once again, the pasuk says very clearly that if you are rodev tzaka, if you are chasing after tzaka and chesed, so you're going to find life. You're going to find chaim. Hava shalom ksiv b'ke shalom v'ad fehu. And this pasuk in Tehillim, the Gemara now is going to create gzeirah shava. Ve'amir Rabbi Abba redifa redifa ksiv hacha b'ke shalom v'ad fehu ksiv hasam rodev tzaka v'chesed. It's fine. So we have gzeirah shava linking now, creating peace and chesed. So just like by chesed, you're going to get life. So to by creating peace, you're going to get life. We have a pasuk explicit by Tamatar Shiloh Kan Namik Siv. Sorry, period. Okay, so that is a Mishnah and Peah, and all the supporting psukim that tells us that for doing these five mitzvahs, so you're going to get not only Schar Ba'olam Haba, but you're also going to get a certain amount of reward in this world as well. So less than a miha. So the Gemara is bothered by a very simple question. There's another mitzvah in the Torah where the Torah promises us arichus yamim, and that's the mitzvah of shiloch hakan. So the Gemara says, so why was that included in the Mishnah and Peah? It's a simple question. So Tana v'shayer. So the Gemara's answer is a very simple, okay, the Mishnah and Peah is not exhaustive. And the Mishnah and Peah is just giving us a number of examples, but there are other examples as well. So this is the classic example of Tana v'shayer. Generally speaking, what do you see in the Gemara after the words Tana v'shayer? Mashai daha shayer. In other words, the Gemara never likes one being left out. Meaning if there are other examples, if there are two or more examples being left out, so then you can give this kind of answer of Tana v'shayer. But over here, the Gemara doesn't point to any other mitzvah where we have this idea. The Gemara, however, is bothered, and the Gemara doesn't even raise this as an issue. The Gemara raises the following as an issue. Tani Tana Elo Devarim, V'atamar Tana v'shayer. Gemara is basically like, even that answer can't be. Because look at the beginning of that Mishnah. The Mishnah in Peah says, Elu Devarim. The word Elu means these. These meaning these and only these. So Amar Rava Ravidi Asperli. So Rava says, it was explained to me in the following manner. Am Imr Tzadik Kitov Ki Prima Lehem Yochlu. The Tzadik is good, and he enjoys Prima Alalehem, the fruit of his labor. V'chi Yeshadik Tov V'yeshadik Shena Tov. So the Gemara says, now how does this work? Meaning, you have a tzaddik who's good. And does that mean that there's a tzaddik who's not good? Ela tov l'shamayim l'briyos, zeh tzaddik tov. Tov l'shamayim v'ra l'briyos, zeh tzaddik sheino tov. So the Gemara says, yeah. In other words, we can make such distinctions. If he is tov l'shamayim v'tov l'briyos, so good both in terms of the way he conducts himself with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and also pleasing to other people as well, so that's tzaddik tov. Meaning, not only is he tzaddik, but he also can be identified as tov as well. The tov l'shamayim v'ra l'briyos, but someone who is good towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, meaning does the right thing, but is just simply unappealing. So zed tzadik sheino tov. So he's a tzadik, but he's not tov. So kayotze b'davar ta'omer. Now the Gemara is going to give the contrast to that in the world of rishus. Ata omer oy l'rasha ra ki gamol yadav yaseh lo. So once again, after learning this pasuk in Yeshayahu, there is a rasha ra, like a bad rasha. What does that mean, bad rasha? V'chi yesh rasha ra v'yesh she'eno ra. So once again, the Gemara is basically saying, yeah, how does that work? How are you a rasha ra? So ela ra l'shamayim v'ra l'briyos hu rasha ra. So the Gemara says once again, if you're a rasha and also you're just simply unpleasant and to other people as well, so you are now both a rasha ra. Ra l'shamayim v'eino ra l'briyos. However, ra l'shamayim, you do bad towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're, you know, somewhat more appealing to other people, zeh rasha sheino ra. So on one hand, you're still a rasha, but ain't a ra, but you are not bad. But how do we? How did the Gemara address the question? And again, the question was that shiloch hakan should make the list. The Gemara's answer was tana v'shayer. The Gemara's response was, no, we don't say tana v'shayer. It says elu. So how did the Gemara, by quoting Rav Edi, answer the question? So if you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi explains Rav Edi as Berli. Rashi is a little bit above where we are in the Gemara. Eino doma la elu dahanach kulo habrios nenem emenu. V'nimtza tov l'shamayim v'tov l'abrios. So basically, the way Rashi explains it, this is a simple pshat in the Gemara, is that you're going to have to create a basic distinction between the mitzvahs mentioned in Peah versus the mitzvah shiloh hakan. In the mitzvahs that are mentioned in Peah, so you are tov l'shamayim v'tov l'abrios. Meaning it's good. It's good and good. It's good for a kar towards a kar baruch. You're doing a mitzvah, and it's also pleasing to other people as well. Ki barav aim stuck chesed ava shalom in adam chavero. So they're all things that are good. Uvahiksiv ki prima aleim yochlu de bahai kruksiv ki tov ki prima love yochlu bechayav ava b'shiluach haken. But Rashi points out. Now let's turn to the mitzvah shiluach haken tov l'shamayim hu. So on one hand, good. Meaning you're doing a mitzvah. That's great. Tov l'shamayim. V'in kan tov l'brios. But on the other hand, how are you helping mankind? Now, I understand you're helping the bird, or you're helping the feelings of the bird, but the Mishnah Brachot tells us, it's in Megillah as well, don't think you're doing it for the birds. Meaning that's not the... it's not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanos on the birds as well. It may be a benefit, and we may be able to learn from it, but that's not why you're doing it. You're doing it because it's a mitzvah. And no people are benefiting from the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. So that's why this mitzvah, explains Rashi, and the Gemara's answer, is fundamentally different than the other mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah. The Mishnah and Peah are dealing with things that are helpful towards other people. V'loksiv be, just finishing up the Rashi. V'loksiv be ki prima alav yochal v'hilkach lo tanya gabe ocha perasem v'lamethen. And that's why this mitzvah of shiloh haken, even though yes, there's a promise of reward of rechus yamin, but it's simply not in the same category as the examples given in the Mishnah and Peah. So, just parenthetical note: the Mishnah and Peah. So, what was the last mitzvah mentioned in the Mishnah and Peah? So, it's Talmud Torah. So, just as an interesting note in the context of this answer. So, basically, what we're looking for in this Mishnah and Peah is things that are beneficial to Akash Baruch Hu and to other people as well. So, the first four are pretty self-evident, meaning Kibud Av V'Em, Gemilus Chasadim, Haval Shalom Einam L'Chaveiro. So, those are pretty clearly helpful towards other people, Talmud Torah. So, and not only that, but Talmud Torah connected Kulam. So, it must be, and we'll say this also on the Amud base as well, it must be that Talmud Torah over here is specifically Talmud Torah, meaning it's not just Limud Torah, but it's teaching other people Torah. So, it has to be. In other words, that's based on what the way the Gemara just set it up, it's not just Limud Torah, but it's Talmud Torah, it's teaching Torah to other people.
Everyone. Yeah. The version of these mitzvot that in the Siddurim are different, actually.
That's a brisa.
That's from
a brisa. Meaning there are two things. That right after we see Birchas HaTorah, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah and Peah, which we just quoted, and then there's a brisa. And yes, but and that brisa does mention other things as well. Okay. Hazachus yesh lo keren v'yesh lo peres. So if you have a zechut, so it has keren, there's a principle, and there's also peres as well. Shenamar imr tzadik kitov. Avera yesh lo keren v'ein lo peres. But when it comes to an avera, so there's keren, but there's no peres. Shenamar oila rashara. Ve'alamani mekayim v'yochlu mipita akama mi'amad sasem yisbu avera. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Mishle, and the pasuk in Mishle seems to indicate that from their actions there's also going to be peres as well. So the averos, which create some sort of peros, so they have peros. But if it doesn't create peros, so then there are no peros. And the Gemara goes on to explain. Look, when you have a machshava tova, when you have a good thought, so it's mitzarefes lamaisa. So it's as if you did it. Shenemar, aznit buru yirei Hashem ish el re'ehu v'yakshav Hashem v'yishma v'yichtov sefer zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechosh v'shmo. Those who fear God and those who consider. So ma'alechosh v'shmo. What does that mean? Consideration. Amar Avasi afilu chashav adam lasos mitzvah v'ne'nas v'lo asa ma'ala alav akasu kilo asa. Okay, so when it comes to machshava tova, so if you were considering doing something good, and for whatever reason, na'anas, and just simply couldn't get around to doing it, but you had all the right intention, so Kadosh Baruch Hu takes all that right intention into consideration, more than consideration. It's ki'ilu, it's as if you did it. However, machshava ra in a Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa lamaisa. But that's not true, however, on the machshava ra. Machshava ra is not considered like any type of action. Shenamar, own imra'isi b'libi lo yishma Hashem. So, ve'elamana mekayim, fine. So the pasuk indicates that the even if it's in your heart, but yeah, in your heart to do an avera, so then Akash Baruch Hu doesn't take it into consideration. All right, now with those two ideas in mind, so on the other hand, there's one pasuk in Yirmiyahu that indicates that there is something to take into consideration when it's a thought, and it's a bad thought, and the pasuk seems to indicate that that's bad. So machshava shows that pri akash baruchum mitzarv lamaisa. Machshava sheino said pri ein akash baruchum mitzarv lamaisa. So the Gemara says that's exactly what it means. In other words, that's the peros regarding machshava. If the machshava ra'a manifests itself and is converted into an action, so then not only is it akash baruchum to take the action into consideration, but the machshava as well. If it's a machshava ra'a that doesn't translate into action, so Akash Baruch Hu not only obviously doesn't take the action into account because there was no action, but more than that, Akash Baruch Hu also wipes out the machshava as well. So that's what the Gemara meant earlier when the Gemara says that when it comes to when it comes to an Avera, so there is no pre. There's no which means that if there was no action, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even take the thought into account. The Gemara says, okay, but one more pasuk that we need to reconcile, and the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Amant Tfosas Beis Yisrael Belibam, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to grab you because of what you were thinking. So from this pasuk, it seems to indicate that thought is taken into consideration when it comes to Avera. Amar Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, Ahu Ba'avodas Kochav Mudichsiv. So the Gemara says that's the one kind of thought where Kadosh Baruch Hu simply has no tolerance for, and a person is taken to task for, and that's Avodah Zarah. Da'amamar Chamur Avodas Kochav Shekol HaKofar Ba Kemod B'chol HaTorah Kula. A rejection of Avodah Zarah is like admitting to the entire Torah, and obviously the opposite would be true as well. So in other words, Avodah Zarah is so heinous and so and so antithetical to Torah, so the Gemara basically says that's correct. Avodah Zarah, the thought of Avodah Zarah is tantamount is significant, is Kadosh Baruch Hu takes into consideration. The Gemara gives another way to understand it, and that is the following manner. This statement of Rav Huna we've seen already a number of times. We saw it 3 weeks ago in the Daf as well, and that is the statement of Rav Huna, which is that when a person does an Avera and he repeats the Avera, so it becomes now permitted to him. So which the Gemara comments, as it commented back then as well, so the Gemara says, Huchalo, the Gemara says, really? That's neat. So in other words, all you have to do is just simply repeat a couple of a couple of times, and then all of a sudden it becomes permitted. So the Gemara says, of course not. Huchalo sagadacha, ela nasis lo keheter. No. In other words, what happens is that the first time you do it, so you're thinking, I know I shouldn't do it, but I'll do it, and so you're fighting a battle, and it happens to be you lost the battle. But once you repeat the Avera and repeat it, so at that point in time, it's not even something you need to think about as well. So as a result of that, so you just do it and that's it. So and what Ula is doing is he's giving pshat in pri machshavo sam, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes thought into account. So when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu take into account? When you did an avera and you repeated it. So you take a look at Rashi. Ula amar hadichsi pri machshavo sam. When the pasuk says that there is something to take into consideration for the machshava, but over v'shona, it's when you violate an avera and you repeat violating the avera. Ksiv ki hadar mahara lasos mitzarefos lamaisa. So there, your hearer now is going to take into consideration. Ve'afilo avila. Because basically what happens is that since you repeat the Avera again and again and again, so therefore you don't even have to think about it, meaning it's to you at that point in time it becomes perfectly mutter, and that's when the Machshava also is taken into account as well. Okay. Okay, this next Gemara we saw earlier not in our Masechta, but we saw it back in Chagiga, we saw it in Moed Katan, and the Gemara says that, look, if you're going to have to violate an Avera, so Noach Lola Adam, Gemara makes a concession, better that a person does it so Beseser, privately, but do not be Mechal Shem Shemayim in public. Shenemar v'atem beis Yisrael ko'am Hashem ish gulav l'chu ivdu ve'echad im einchem shom'im elai ve'et shem kashilo sechallo. So the pasuk in Navi says that basically, yes, go and do an avera, do it privately if you're not going to listen, but do not publicly profane my name. Amar Rabbi Elai Azakin Imro Adam Shiitzrom is Kaber Alav. Rabbi Elai says that if a person's Yitzhahara is really getting the best of him, Yelach Lamakum Shem Akirno, so go to a place where they don't recognize you, via Bashchorim, Viskas Shchorim, and wear black clothing, cover yourself in black, Viasik Kamosh Libo Chafetz, and do what your heart wants. V'al Yechal Shem Shemayim Befar Hesya, and do not publicly profane Akash Baruch Hu's name. The simple pshat in the Gemara. The number of Rishonim point out that the Gemara over here is not advocating. I mean, even the simple pshat, the Gemara is not advocating. The Gemara in the simplest pshat is just simply making a concession. But some Rishonim say that what the Gemara is advocating over here is kind of more like a strategy. meaning that if you're going to have to come to this in order to know, do an Avera, so basically by the time you get to the Avera, you look at yourself and you see what ridiculous extremes you are in order to get to that point of Avera. So what the Gemara is really providing is a strategy in order to avoid doing the Avera altogether. And it's not like the Gemara is just simply making a concession, okay, here's what you should do. So the Gemara says, the end of the Gemara says, now is all this true? The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Anyone who does not take his Creator's honor into consideration, it's better he not be created into, brought into this world. Ma'hi, Rabba Amar, Zemestaka Bekeshes. So the Gemara gives a couple of explanations of what this could mean. So number one, the Gemara says, Mestaka Bekeshes, you look at the rainbow. And Rav Yosef, Amar Zer Over Aver Beseser, and Rav Yosef shot in the Braisa, is if you violate an Avera Beseser. So, The rainbow pshat, although interesting, is really not the focus of the Gemara. The focus of the Gemara is that we just simply said that, look, if your Yetzer is getting the best of you, so keep it quiet, keep it concealed, but don't do it publicly. And meanwhile, the Gemara, at least Rav Yosef's understanding of the Braisa, is that if you violate an Aver B'Seser, it would have been better had you not been created. So the Gemara says, Lokasha, Adamatzi Kaif Leitzrei, Vahad Lamatzi Kaif Leitzrei. The Gemara gives a super reasonable answer, and that is, look, if you can overcome your Yetzer Hara, it really wasn't a big deal, and you just let your Yetzer Hara get the better of you, in a situation where it was an easy job. It wasn't that hard, and so that's where Rai Shalobah Lo'olam would have been better had you not been brought into this world. That's the pshat in the Braisa. Meanwhile, in the previous psukim where it says concession and but don't be mechal shem shemayim b'farhesya, just do it privately. So that's where basically your Yetzahara is way too strong. You know you can't beat your Yetzahara. So then you'll have to make a concession, but as long as you're not mechal shem shemayim b'farhesya. Tanan Hasam, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Pirkei Avos. Ein makifin bechil Hashem echad shogeg ve'echad mezid. There's no hakafa when it comes to chil Hashem. Now, hakafa normally means circumvention. But Rashi over here says that's not the pshat. Rashi over here says, what does it mean? There's no hakafa. If you take a look at Rashi, second to last Rashi on the Amud, and osim loch, I'm sorry. Before I read the Rashi, let me just finish the Gemara. And so, Ein makifin bechil Hashem echad shogeg ve'echad mezid. My ein makifin. So what does that mean that there's no hakafa when it comes to chil Hashem? Amar mazut she'ein osim kechenvani. So one pshat in the Gemara is that you're not like a chenvani. Now let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says ein osim lo kechenvani. A makif lo adam pa'amim rabos ve'gova ko'akov v'sav yachad. So generally speaking, so you have a tab. Okay, so you go to the store and you say, put on my tab. Okay, so nowadays we have what's called a credit card. It's the same basic idea, just, you know, nowadays instead of the creditor being the store owner, the creditor now is some company. But it's the same basic idea, so basically put on my tab. So that's, credit card is not a modern invention. The idea of buying on credit is something that was done for a long time. So generally speaking, when you go to a store, you could do that. As long as you have good credit. So you can buy in credit. That's not a big deal. But what the Rashi says, that's a pshat in the Gemara. When it comes to Chil Hashem, there is no buying on credit. Rashi writes, Ein osin ke malamala lemechala le Hashem ela nifran miyad. So when it comes to other Averos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends credit. But when it comes to the Aver Chil Hashem, no credit. A Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't extend any credit, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is pareh miyad. He extracts right away. That's one pshat in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos of Ein Makifin Bechil Hashem. The Gemara gives a second one, the last line of the Amud. Mar Berei de Ravana Amar Lomar Shi Mahaisa Shkula Machras. Another pshat is as follows. Let's say Shkula. You're balanced. We talked about this yesterday. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu is obviously a complicated accounting system, but if after all the accounting is said and done, you're shakul, you're totally even. So we pointed out yesterday that there are certain mitzvahs which are extraordinarily special, where if you're even and you're balanced, then you have these special mitzvahs on one side, so those are going to be machria. Here what we're learning is basically like the other side of yesterday's daf, which is if let's say you're balanced, but on the Avera side, you have Chil Hashem as part of your Avera portfolio. So even if it's shakul, even if it's balanced, it's going to weigh down the Avera side. Tana Rabbanan. the Amud Beis. La'olam yira adam atzmo ki ilo chetziv chayev chetziv zakai. Okay, how should you view yourself, right? In Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, you have this type of thought process. Meaning, basically, what the Gemara is going to tell us is that don't look at an avera very lightly. Don't look at a mitzvah very lightly. Basically, look at everything as it's basically tipping the balance. And yira adam atzmo ki ilo chetziv chayev chetziv zakai. So the way you should view it is, look at it as if you're right in the middle right now. So you do a mitzvah, and basically that was the winning basket. And if you do an avera, so that tipped the entire scale. Because as a result of one sin, so you lost many things against you. Meaning again, if you look at it in the way where everything is balanced and now it's just a question of game-winning shot, so if you don't make it, so if you do an avera, I know the basketball analogy doesn't work because you don't lose points. You only get points. But anyway, if you do an avera, so all those mitzvahs now are no good because that one avera tipped you to the side of chova. So mimenetov is harbe. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Amar Lefisha Olam Nidon Acha Rubo VeHayach Nidon Acha Rubo. So the world is judged based on the majority. The individual is judged based on the majority. So now basically, what Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's doing is it's the same construct, it's the same mindset, but basically it's not just that it's going to affect you individually, it could very well be that's going to affect the entire community as well. Meaning, consider, let's say you're right in the middle, and let's say the world is right in the middle. So now if you do one mitzvah, not only is it going to benefit you, but now the world is also going to judge based on the majority. So, and if the world is also in the balance, then you are now tipping the scale. So not only did you influence yourself, but you influenced the entire world as well. So Rabbi Shimon is just simply, it's the same basic idea with just more cosmic ramifications, more global ramifications. So Asher Shechris Atzma V'Eskol Olam L'Kavzchos Avar Avera. Now basically we'll do the same thing, but just now in the other direction. Avar Avera Achas Oilo Shechris Atzma V'Eskol Olam L'Kavchova. So let's say now you do one Avera. So you do one Avera, so not only is it going to affect you, but it could also influence and affect the entire world as well. Shenemer V'Chote Echa V'Chule B'Shochei Yechidi Shasas Zeh Ava Mimenu Mikol Olam Tova Harbe. So as a result of your action, not only did you lose, but the entire world lost as well. Okay, so that is the Gemara giving us a sense, this idea of how we should view every mitzvah and every avera, and the ramifications and the possible ramifications of the one of mitzvah and the one avera, and the result of that being that obviously we'll take everything much more seriously. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Afilu Tzadik Gamar Kol Yamav Umarad Ba'achrona Ibed Es Rishonos. The Rashbi says that even if you're a tzadik and you're a tzadik gamar, okay, and final days of Merida, you had a rebellion in your final days. So not only is that rebellion really bad, but it's bad also as it reflects poorly now on all the good that you've done. Because essentially what you're doing is regretting everything good that you did. The acts of the righteous are not going to save him on the day that he's posheya. Now it works the other way as well. Let's say you're a rush all your days, and you do tshuva at the very end. So all the bad that you've done is not going to be taken into account. On the day in which he does tshuva. So the Gemara says that the situation in which the tzaddik who is going to lose it all is where he was toa al rishonos. Toa al rishonos means that he looked at all the mitzvahs that he did and he basically says, what a waste of my time. I cannot believe I did that. That was ridiculous. So as a result of that, all the good that he did is not going to, that's the pshat in the pasuk Yecheskel, lo satzelena b'yom pisho. On the day that he's posheya, so all the good that he did is not going to help him because he had charat on all the good that he did. Okay. The Rambam points out in Hilchos Tshuva It's kind of self-evident, but the Rambam says that you could be a Rosh your whole life as long as the last days you do good. So then the Rishus is not going to be taken into account. The Rambam says, but the obvious problem with that kind of strategy is we don't know when we're going to die. So the Rambam says it's not a prudent plan of action. The Mishnah. Kol sheyeshno b'mikro v'mishnah v'derech eretz lo b'meheru hu chotei shenemar v'chot ha'meshulash lo b'meheru yinat take. The last Mishnah, the first parak of Kedushin. If you have in your hands Mikra, Mishnah, Derech Eretz, so now you have three good things going for you, so you're not going to sin all that quickly. Obviously, you'll still be tempted. The Mishnah over here clearly indicates that at that point in time, it's not like it's going to be easy, but it's going to be much harder to be chote. Chote mishlosh lo b'mer, you know, take the pasuk in Kohelet. If you have a cord and it's made up of three strings, so it's not going to snap that easily. V'chol she'eino lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah v'lo b'derech eretz, eino min ha'yishuv. Now, if you do not have chumash mishnah and derech eretz, so eino min ha'yishuv, you are not a productive member of society. The Gemara starts off. Amar Rav Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok, lama tzadikim nimshalom b'lama zeli ilan. Let's make a comparison. A tzaddik in this world is like a tree. Shekula omei b'makom tara v'nofeno tala makom tuma. Where, essentially, the tree is in a makom tara, meaning the root of the tree, the base of the tree, is in a place of purity, and the branches are going off into a makom tuma, into an area that's tame. Nixas nofa kula omei b'makom tara. Now, as long as the tree gets pruned, so the base of the tree is in a makom tara, and so you're good. And the pruning of the tree, so that is the perennials that happened to a tzaddik in this world, as the analogy goes. And the Gemara spells out this analogy for us. That's exactly correct. What happens to a tzaddik in this world is that he gets pruned. And the pruning is Yisurin, and he does so that when he gets to Olam Haba, he is perfectly manicured. And now that we did the tzaddik, so once again we're going to do the complementary rasha. So a rasha in this world is li'ilan shekula omei b'makom tuma. So the rasha is like a tree which is right now based in a makom tuma. Now the branches are in a makom tahor. Nixas nofa kula omei b'makom tuma. So the rasha also gets pruned, but the pruning over here is the good that happens towards the Rasha. So Kacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashpil Lam Tovah L'Rishayim B'Lam Azekedei L'Tordan U'Lo Harishon L'Madrega Tachtona. Now the pruning is so that any good that the Rasha did do is now going to be rewarded in this world, and now he will be brought down to the lowest Madrega. Shenemer Yesh Derech Yashar Lifnei Ish V'Achrisa Darchei Mavis. The path of Darchei Mavis, then it's done so that the Rasha gets nothing in the Olam Haba. Rabbi Tarfon and the Zakenim were in the Aliyas Beit Nitzdeh Balud. Aliyas Beit Nitzdeh, the eighth paragraph of Sanhedrin. The Nimnu V'Gamru, the Gemara over there talks about how they had an account and they had a vote. And v'chai behem, you should give up your life for everything in the Torah except for Gimel Chamuros, except for the big three, Eshvichas Dam and Gilui Arayis and Avodah Zarah. So, and the Gemara over there mentions Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet. The Gemara over there mentions that took place in Aliyas Beis Nitzeh, in the attic of Beis Nitzeh, in the town of Lod. So here you have Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim in this Aliyah, and this clearly was a it was an area where the Beis Din convened. Nishal Shela Zubifneim Tamu Gadol Maisa Gadol, and they dealt with one of the most fundamental questions, and that is, what's greater? Is learning greater? Or is action greater? Nene Rabbi Tarfon VeAmar Maisa Gadol. So Rabbi Tarfon's response is that action is greater. Nene Rabbi Kiva Amar Tamu Gadol, and Rabbi Kiva says no, Talmud is greater. Nene Kulam VeAmar Tamu Gadol Shatama Mevli De Maisa, and then the Gemara gives the very smart answer, smart meaning need to spend a lot of time thinking about it. The Gemara says that Talmud's greater. Why? Because Talmud leads to Maisa. So the Gemara says was the consensus. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Amar Gadol Talmud Shekadem L'Chala Arbam Shana. Now the Gemara is going to give chronological arguments that Talmud is better. Talmud is greater. Look, the Gemara says, as far as Talmud is concerned, it was given 40 years before the mitzvah of challah. Like we discussed these past couple of days in the daf, the mitzvah of challah is not contingent on yishuv, meaning when we got into Eretz Yisrael, it took us 14 years to conquer and divide the land. And so therefore, the mitzvahs that are contingent on yishuv Eretz Yisrael do not take effect until we conquer and divide the land. The mitzvah challah was immediately. So the mitzvah of challah took place immediately, and still the Torah was given 40 years before the mitzvah of challah. So one chronological argument that Talmud is greater than Maisa. L'chumas l'maisos chamisha v'arba. Now in terms of the mitzvah l'chumas l'maisos, so that was only going to take place 54 years after the Torah was given. 40 years of the Midbar and 14 years of Kibush v'chiluk. Shmitim shisha v'achas. In terms of Shemitah, the first Shemitah was 61 years after Ma'amad Har Sinai. Again, 40 plus 14 plus another 6. Ule Yovlos Mea V'shalosh. Now, as far as the Yovel is concerned, so the Yovel was 103. Because Yovel obviously is only in the 50th year. So the Gemara says, but wait one second. Mea V'shalosh Mea Ba'arva Havyan. So the Gemara says, what? What are you talking about? Yovel is really 104. So you add another 50 years onto the 61. So it should be
103.
Right? It's
42 plus 60.
I'm sorry, 42. All right. I was like, okay. So 42 plus the 61. So that's 103. So the Gemara says, Kasava Yovel Mitzchilasahu Mishamid. So the Gemara says, yes. But the author of this Bryce is of the opinion that Yovel's Mishamid at the beginning of the Yovel year, not at the end of the Yovel year. So, ukeshem shehalimad kornel ha-maisa kach dino kornel ha-maisa. And the Gemara says, and just like limad comes before maisa, so too din comes before maisa as well. What does the Gemara mean by that? The Gemara explains. Because Rav Hamanuna, the ama Rav Hamanuna, ein chilas dino shal adam ela al divrei Torah. When we are judged, so the first thing we're going to be judged about is going to be divrei Torah. So shenemar poter mayim reishis madon. Now, in terms of the reward, also the reward for Talmud Torah is going to be what's going to receive first. Because of our protection of the Torah, so we're going to get rewarded as well. Tosfos over here points out, second Tosfos on the Amud, should bother us that the Gemara on Shabbos gives us a list of the questions that we're going to face when we're after 120 years. Our Gemara gives the indication that the first thing that we're going to be questioned about is Torah, Talmud Torah, and second Tosfos on the Amud. The Gemara Shabbos. So the first question that's asked as Tosfos is, how are we in our business? Hainu dafka. So that's the question. So Tosfos is bothered because there seems to be a blame stira between our Gemara in Kedushin and the Gemara in Shabbos. Let's read Tosfos' answer. Hainu dafka lenya she'ela sheshon lo amas umatan. Aval mikomakom nifrayim imenu tchila ashlo kava itam l'tora. So in terms of the Tosfos' answer, it goes like this. In terms of the line of questioning, so the line of questioning is as per the Gemara and Shabbos. First question is about your business dealings, etc., etc. In terms of piraun, in terms of having to not just answer the questions, but now pay for those answers. So Talmud Torah is the first thing that you're going to be paying for. That is Tosfos' question and answer. There is a, I'd say famous Gra, famous only because I know it, but there's a famous Gra. The Gra says that the Gemara and Shabbos, if you look carefully in the Gemara and Shabbos over there, so there are six questions that are asked over there in the Gemara and Shabbos, and the Gra, I'm not going to go through the Gra right now, but the Gra says that the six questions that are asked over there are all in relation to the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, meaning that the various questions that are asked over there correspond to the various sets of a series of Mishnayos, and it's incumbent upon every Jew, you figure the Rav would say something like this, it's incumbent upon every Jew not to just know to know Torah, but to know Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And so the Gemara says there really is no stira between our Gemara and the Gemara and Shabbos. They're both dealing with Torah. Our Gemara is just speaking in generalities, and the Gemara and Shabbos is talking about the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Okay. It's not the simple pshat in the Gemara and Shabbos, but that's the Gra. The Kol She'eino Lo B'Mikra V'Lo B'Mishnah. Amar Rav Yochanan Pasul Eidos. Okay. What did our Mishnah say? That if you are, don't have Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz, Einam Min HaYishuv. So you're not a productive member of society, and Rav Yochanan adds to that, Pasul Eidus, you can't testify. Take a look at the last Rashi over here on the Amud. Dekevin She'einam Min HaYishuv, Ein Makbid Al Atzma Ve'ein Lo Boshes Panim. If you're not a productive member of society, you don't have Mikra, you don't have Yishuv, you don't have Mikra, Mishnah, and Derech Eretz. So Rashi says, so you're not makbid about yourself. In other words, obviously you're not taking yourself seriously. Ve'ein lo boshes panim. You don't have embarrassment. Ve'chein ha'ocha b'shuk. And we haven't seen this yet in the Gemara, but in our day and age, poses such a challenge. And the same thing is true if you eat out in the marketplace, meaning you're eating in public. Hove ein makbid al kvodo, ein obosh lezazel ba'atzmo v'li pasel. So the at that point in time, you don't take yourself seriously. Yeah, really, you don't care much about your own embarrassment, and so therefore you can't testify. Okay, so our Mishnah describes the person who doesn't have Mikra Mishnah and Derech Eretz, and Rav Yochanan says your pasul eidus. Tana Rabbanan ha'ocha b'shuk harizedom lekelev. The Gemara quotes a brisa: you eat out in the marketplace, you are like a dog. The Yesharim pasul eidus, and the Yesharim says that not only that, but you can't testify as well. And again, going back to the Rashi, it's because you don't take yourself seriously. I'm Ravida Baravin halacha ki Yesharim. Ravida Baravin says that's in fact the halacha. You see somebody eating out in the marketplace, so that's it. Can't testify. Darish bar kapara ragzan lo also biado el ragzanasa. A person who gets angry, easily angered. So what does he have in his hand? Only the anger. Rashi explains. Top Rashi on the Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Bischaro ela kichesh b'sara b'ragzanosav lo nistaker klum. So in other words, so much energy is wasted on the anger. So basically, all you're left with is just the anger. Ula adam tov matima masomi prima asav v'chosha eno lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishav v'lo b'derech eretz dur hanami menu. Somebody does not have chumash mishnah and derech eretz, so he is withheld from any type of benefit. Shenamar uva moshav leitzim lo yishav moshavo moshav leitzim. The person who does not have Chumash Mishnah and Masim Tovim and Derech Eretz, so he's a late. He's basically a joker, and so therefore he really cannot enjoy and benefit that which he has. He's going to make a mockery out of everything. Adronach Eisha Nicknei said at the end of the first perek. Tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, we start the second perek of the Masechta.